Diva Kaja is me sure Joe Ballard Thoughtful Show Rise with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. On this week's programme, friends, we'll have some favourites and we'll have some new tracks that I've come across recently. And we're starting with a country and Irish song. A country song, and the Irish side of it, of course, is Big Tom. A wonderful accent this man has, and I keep saying that, but it does appeal to me. Here, he's singing and telling us all about Mama's Roses.
We all were called to come back to the old home on the farm. Mother passed away. Oh, what a sad, sad day. And as my daddy watched, his eyes were filled with pain and hurt when someone stepped upon a rose and pressed it in the dirt. Don't step on mother's roses, daddy cried. She planted them the day she was my bride. And every time I see a rose, I see her smiling face. She made my darkest days look bright around the old home place. Don't step on mother's roses, let 'em grow the way they did so many years ago. They'll bloom for me each year and I'll have mother near. Don't step on mother's roses, let 'em grow. Years have passed away and now the old home place has changed. Daddy had to go, we all miss him so. Children pick the roses as they go along the way. But when their petals are abused, I hear my daddy say, don't step on mother's roses, daddy cried. She planted them the day she was my bride. And every time I see a rose, I see her smiling face. She made my darkest days look bright around the old home place. Don't step on mother's roses, let 'em grow the way they did so many years ago. They'll bloom for me each year and I'll have mother near. Don't step on mother's roses, let 'em grow. Don't step on mother's roses, let 'em grow.
Big Tom, don't step on mother's roses. I tell you what, the piano player was having a ball, was he not? As I say so often on Sounds Irish, the beauty of doing a programme like this is that I've got a lot to choose from. All different types, styles and genre of Irish music. We change it now and we have a group called Fair Isle Folk and The Water Is Wide.
Water is deep, I can't swim more. and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that will carry two. A boat shall row my love and I. There is a ship that she sails the sea. She sails so deep as deep can be, but not so deep as the love I'm in. I know not how I'll sink or swim. I lean my back against the knoll, thinking it was the strongest tree, but first it bent and then it rose. And that's the way love treated me. Love is handsome and love is kind, gay as a jewel when first it's new. But as love grows old, then twice cold, and fades away like morning dew. The water is deep, I can't swim o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that will carry two. A boat shall row my love.
To the regular listeners of Sounds Irish, I must apologise, but to our new listeners, I just want to point out that Sounds Irish does not necessarily have to mean an Irish song, but it will have some connection with Ireland. That one, for instance, I do believe is an English folk song. There, fair isle folk, and the water is wide. And I honestly think this next track is not an Irish song either. I think it's an English folk song, but they don't come much more Irish than Johnny McAvoy. And regular listeners will know that Joe Bollard is a big Johnny McAvoy fan. This was, well, I think we played this a couple of weeks ago by Sean O'Shea. But listen to Johnny and his interpretation of The Wild Mountain Time.
Oh, the summer time is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time grows around the blooming heather. Will you go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will build
my love above. By yon pure crystal fountain, and around it I will place all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? If my true love she were gone, I would surely find another where wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie?
Johnny McAvoy and the Wild Mountain Thyme, although some people know that song as Will You Go, Lassie Go, whatever you call it, it was well done by Johnny McAvoy. Now we change the style again, this time a group, Planxty. Now I have to confess, I don't have an awful lot of their material. They were very popular, I think, in the early 70s and maybe into the 80s. Wonderful musicians. Take a listen to their version of a reel entitled The Jolly Beggar. There's some fine instrumental work on this and some very clever singing as well.
A jolly beggar man came tripping o'er the plain. He came unto a farmer's door, a lodging for to gain. The farmer's daughter, she came down and viewed him cheek and chin. She says, "He is a handsome man, I pray you take him in. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving." He would not lie within the barn, nor yet within the byre, but he would in the corner lie down by the kitchen fire. Oh, then the beggar's bed was made of good clean sheets and hay, and down beside the kitchen fire the jolly beggar lay. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. The farmer's daughter, she got up to bolt the kitchen door, and there she saw the beggar standing naked on the floor. He took the daughter in his arms, and to the bed he ran. "Kind sir," she says, "be easy now, you'll waken our good man. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving." You are no beggar, you are some gentleman. For you have stole my maiden hand, and I am quite undone. I am the lord, I am the squire, of beggars I be one, and beggars they be robbers all, so you are quite undone.
We'll go no more a roving in the night.
We'll go no more a roving, let the moon shine so bright.
We'll go no more a roving.
She took the bed in both her hands and threw it at the wall. Says, go you with the beggar man, my maiden head and all.
We'll go no more a roving in the night.
We'll go no more a roving, let the moon shine so bright.
We'll go no more a roving.
Now, Will Shin Gohuntuch Air Fod, I've just said, wasn't that beautiful altogether? That was Planxty, and they're telling us the story of the Jolly Beggar Man. Now, friends, this next track, I needs a little bit of explanation. First of all, I was involved in the production of it some good few years ago, and a very dear friend of mine is singing. His name, Morris O'Hara. Morris has gone to God now, and we did a lot of work together. One particular time, he produced this album in which he sang some of his favourite Irish songs. I did most of the backing on this. I want you to listen to the song that I think is the best track on the album, telling us all about the River Shannon, where the River Shannon flows. Make allowances, it was recorded some time ago. Morris O'Hara.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland, and I've always claimed as my land, where the fairies and the blarneys will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh, and my heart goes back there daily to the girl I left behind me when we kissed and said goodbye. Where the Shannon River's flowing, where the three-leaved shamrock grows, sure it's there that I'll be going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her with a hug and kiss, I greet her, for there's not a county sweeter where the Shannon River flows. you know that I'll be mailing. For soon will I be sailing, and I bless the ship that takes me back to dear old Erin shore. There I'll settle down forever, and I'll leave the old sad never, and I'll whisper to my darling, won't you change your native store, where the Shannon river's flowing, where the three-leaf shamrock grows. Sure it's there that I'll be going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her with a hug and kiss, I'll greet her, for there's not a kindly sweeter where the Shannon river flows. No, there's not a county sweeter where the Shannon river flows.
My good friend Morris O'Hara there giving us his interpretation of Where the Shannon River Flows, with yours truly doing the backing. And now it's the turn of the ladies, the lovely voice of Anne Breen, and she's singing the song that was featured in the movie The Quiet Man, her version of The Isle of Innisfree.
I hear the birds. tenderly behold the folks I love around the turf I gather. On bended knee the rosary is torn, but dreams don't last and dreams are not forgotten, and soon
her version of the Isle of Innisfree. When a number of Irish people get together, and that number could be 2, 22 or 200, at some stage in the proceedings, somebody's going to start to sing. And again, at some stage in the proceedings, somebody will sing this, I'm sure. Here's Brendan O'Dowda going to sing it for us.
Pressure. and green. I'll take you to your home.
You know, friends, I have many versions of that particular song, but I think that version by Brendan O'Dowda, accompanied by the Philip Green Orchestra, is the best version. I think he sings it wonderful, his diction is great, and the orchestra, wow, makes a lovely sound, doesn't it? And now the Dublin City Ramblers are singing the praises of Nancy Spain.
Of all the stars that ever shone, not one to twinkle like your pale blue eyes. Like golden corn at harvest time, your hair sailing on my boat, the wind gently flows and fills my sails. Your sweet scented breath is everywhere. Daylight peeping through the curtain of the passing nighttime is your smile. The sun in the sky is like your laugh. Come back to me, my Nancy. Linger with me for just a while. Since you've left me shores, they've known no peace nor joy. No matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, if you'll return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? Snow starts to melt and streams to flow. The birds and the wind, I sing your song. In a while I'll wander down the bluebell groves where wildflowers grow, and hope that lovely Nancy will return. No matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, if you'll return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? Yes, no matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, if you'll return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? Yes, where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain?
The Dublin City Ramblers and Nancy Spain. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played Paddy Riley's version of the Phil Coulter song, The Town I Love So Well, and he wrote about his childhood in Derry. We're going to have another song from Derry now, and this is a song that has, well, it has happy memories for me because, well, I told you the story about one time when I was on tour with the band when we were in America, and we were asked to do this song and none of us knew it. But the next night, or the next morning rather, at breakfast, The band leader looked through all his material and we found the words and the music, and I happened to learn it. And that particular night, well, we did an arrangement of it. Not great to write home about, but we did it, and the person that asked for it was delighted. I'm speaking of the song Lovely Derry on the Banks of the Foyle. The Foyle is the river on which Derry stands. I'll tell you what, we'll get Trudy Lawler to sing it. I can guarantee she'll sing it better than I ever did.
The place of great fame, and it lies to the north. Now I'll tell you its name. 'Tis my home little birthplace, and it's on Irish soil, and they call it Lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle. Now I courted a wee girl, for her age was 19. She was the fairest colleen that ever you've seen. For her cheeks were like roses, and her hair waved in coil, and she came from Lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle. I was young, I was restless, like the rest of the boys. I had not many sorrows, nor yet many joys. I worked hard for a living, all day I did. On the banks of the Foyle. Now when I make a fortune, then to home I will go, to the dear land of my boyhood, to the sweet girl I know. On the banks of the Foyle.